EU by your economist, right? Merchant. So we explained it. Here, we're damn serious, we're talking about how the lover is. But okay, love is an abstraction like that. It's abstraction. But lover? That's the point. We want you to understand the situation of a lover. Why? Because you don't. Do you? Do you remember that verse last session we read? It was about Majnun, that crazy lover. And everybody was telling him that, why do you love this lady? She's not that. See? Because you don't get it. Nobody gets it. Even Majnun cannot explain it. But you should understand it. Because this is it. The only situation that you could wrest from your ego and arrogance is to be in the state of a lover. A lover, we started the story. A lover knows that he's not a fellow, he's just a person. Whatever he has is given to him. And he should give it back. For that, he should remember always that day. So in the story, he explains this, he explains that. Then we go back to Ayaz. Please explain that shoe and the stuff that you were keeping that safe and blah, blah. All is explanation of how could you feel like a lover. When you feel it, then you could really fall in love with the truth, with justice. We talked about it. That ideal of human understanding and knowledge comes when you practice this, you understand this. Okay? And at the same time, you remember we are book 5, means we are approaching book 6, which is the last step. And you should be ready for that last step. Because in the last step, you will see, like the story that tonight we will read, the language of Rumi will change. All the politeness and being careful about not to using this word and that word is thrown away. He will even try with that because he knows that this is the last push. This is something that you pay attention to. You have to pay attention to this because when we go to the last one, what should we learn? Not being, not needing, not having. Do you remember? That's the stuff that is opposite of the logic. We are approaching that. This is the final step. And today we have one story about that. Who is volunteer today? No one. Peter, no one volunteered you.
The story of Julie, who put on a chador, went to hear a sermon, seated himself amongst the women, and behaved in such a way that a certain woman knew he was a man and screamed.
Okay.
There was a preacher very fine in his exposition, under whose pulpit a great number of men and women were assembled. Juhi went, he got a shadar and veil, and entered amongst the women without being recognized. Someone asked the preacher secretly, "Does pubic hair hinder prayer?" The preacher replied, "It is undesirable to do the prayer if the pubic hair is too long."
Okay. Did you understand the story he made up? There is this man, Juhi. Okay. He's a Sikh person. He wears chador and covers everything, looks like women, to go and sit within women. Like, there was no Playboy that time. This was one of the games, okay. Then at the same time, there is a guy up there who is a very studied fellow and is ready to answer the questions. Then there is this very special question. Somebody will ask about the pubic hair, because he heard that there is a law for that, there should be this size, you should be taken care of and all that. Yes.
It should therefore be removed, either with lime or shaved with a razor, so that your prayer may be perfectly good and pleasant.
Okay, this is the recipe. What was the recipe? Oh, you don't get it, because in your time there are machines, and that time there is no machine. There are these stuff that they put on it and they take the hairs off, and the stuff, he will say, okay, use that means be clean. That's it. Yes.
The questioner then asked, "For there to be a shortcoming in my prayer, what is the limit condition on the hair's length?" He said, "After the hair measures the length of barley seed, it is mandatory to shave it off, O inquisitor." At once Juhi said, "Quickly, O sister, see if my hair has become like this. Reach with your hand for the sake of veracity. Has it reached the disapproved length?"
Yes. Juhi suggested that he said it should be a little bit the rice or something like that. That's too much, so you should cut it, blah, blah, blah. Juhi will ask the lady that, "Please touch my pubic hair to see if it is short enough or I have to do something about it." Yes.
The woman put her hand in the man's trousers. His cock touched her hand. Thereupon, the woman gave a loud scream. The preacher said, "My discourse has smitten her heart." "Not so," one of them said. "It did not smite the heart, but the hand. Alas, would it have smitten her heart, O wise one?"
Aha. What happened? This is the happening here. Juhi did this sexual stuff, right? The lady shouted. The guy at the top said, "The speech I'm giving touched her heart, therefore she's in that position." She said, "No, it didn't touch the heart, it touched my hand. If it was the heart, that was even worse. That was the most horrible one." Yes.
It struck a little upon the hearts of the magicians. Staff and hand became one to them. "O Cain, if you take away the staff from an old man, he will be more grieved than that party by their hands and feet." The cry, "No harm," reached heaven. "Hark, cut off, for our souls are delivered from the agony.
Okay, what's going on?
That was just his theory. Don't think sexually. He made all of the story for just this stuff, to say something could touch your hand, something could touch your heart, and they are not equal. Because what is touching your hand is the reality. What is touching your heart matters. Suddenly, he moved from the story to the Moses and the magicians. We talked about them. Do you remember? Moses, some of these magicians who were working for Pharaoh, suddenly this stick touched them. Do you remember?
Yes.
Who doesn't remember? So everybody remember. These are two guys who went to ask from the grave of the mother, then they went to the grave of father, and he said, oh, it's easy. Go and try to grab his stick. What is the stick? Reasoning. Rumi talked about it. He said, the stick is reasoning, right? That reasoning touched, they touched that stuff touched their heart, they transformed, they became follower of the Moses, and Pharaoh even caught their hand and feet. They didn't say, yes, you're right. They say, no, Moses is right. That story, that he had explained all the details. Now